Okay, so 2 Timothy 1, 3 through 7.
Right.
Okay. They're going to put it on the board for me?
Yep. 2 Timothy 1, please.
Okay, I'll put my glasses on.
3 through 7. Okay. There we go.
Now, this is Paul. Paul, a senior in the sense of as a believer, he was a father, spiritual father to Timothy. Timothy, a young pastor, young minister. And so here is his spiritual father giving him some wisdom, okay? Word of wisdom. Mm-hmm. So it says, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience. Now, yes. I'm not going to stop there. I'm not going to actually stop. I'm going to just read these scriptures, and then I'll give you some points, and then I don't know how you're just going to jump in or something. So I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience. That's important. As my forefathers did, as without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers. That's very important.
Yeah.
So graduates, you guys need to know that. I'll come to those notes in a moment, but you need to know we're praying for you.
Right.
Most importantly, though, Jesus is praying for you. He's interceding for you, so you can't lose. You only lose if you choose to lose. It says, I'm praying for you night and day. So that's consistent prayer there. Mm-hmm. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, mm-hmm. which dwelt first in your grandmama Kathy, for my grandson or whatever, and your mama Eunice or Danae. And I am Miranda. Is she here? Okay, she needs, she's working over there. Okay. No, Miranda's back there.
No, Miranda's there, but.
Yeah, Anaya. Yeah, so, or your. And grandmama too. Their grandma. We knew their grandmama.
That's right. She did
that's
pray
right.
for you.
And so we knew your grandmama, and she was praying for her grandchildren and her children and probably more generations that she was praying for. So anyway, praise God. And it says, Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also this faith. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. I'm talking to these young people over there. But of power and of love and a sound mind. Mm-hmm. Now, let me go to my notes. It says, I wrote this down. You have been raised on a solid foundation, young people. Now it's up to you to build on it wisely. It's your choice. Your mama, your parents have raised you, given you a good solid foundation. This church has given you a good solid foundation. Now it's going to be upon you or your choice of how you're going to, what you're going to build
right.
on this solid foundation.
What
you're going to do with it. So Timothy had a close spiritual relationship with Paul, who was a spiritual father and mentor in his life. So I'm going to give you some bullet points. Know that your pastor and wife are here for you, praying for you and supporting you as you continue to grow in your walk with God. It is so important for all of us to know that people are praying for us. Tonight we just had an intercessory prayer, and we were praying for this congregation. And we're praying powerful prayers over your lives. And another point here, remember that God has placed a support system around you through your parents or your parent and your church family to encourage, guide, and strengthen your faith. So you have a support system. And I know the young people are going to be here much longer. Our grandson, he's going away to college in August. But you guys need to remember, Anaya and Terrell Jr., you have a support system at this church. You have people you can call. You have your pastor. You have me. We're here. We're dedicated to you. You can call us. Get our phone number, okay? Our phone numbers. Get our phone numbers. And you can call us if you have. And you can call us any time of the day, okay? And so know that you have a support system here. And, of course, your parents are backing you up all the time. And your church family. Okay. God has given you gifts and abilities. So here's some points regarding that. Continue to use your gifts for the glory of God. So you have, you know, and I wanted to bring that picture. Can someone go upstairs and get that photo, I think it's upstairs, of the young people, because Terrell and Anaya is in that photo. Oh, do we have a camera on? We don't have a camera here, huh? Oh, yes, you can. You probably can zoom in. It's upstairs on the wall. It's on the wall upstairs. So if somebody can go upstairs and grab that canvas off the wall. There you go. Jada's going to do it. She's got all that energy, young, the older folks, they're looking at each other like,
are you going to go up those stairs?
I don't feel like climbing those stairs right now. Jada's running up those stairs. Okay. So anyway, but you guys have, these young people have served in this church since they were just little
tots.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because God had put it on our hearts that we should start a youth usher board, youth choir. And so we've started these young people early, serving the Lord mm-hmm. in God's house. And God has stirred up some gifts in them.
That's
we didn't
right.
even know Anaya could sing like that when she was just a little girl. And then, of course, all the talents that... go ahead, come on up here. This is another one. We were able to witness this girl ever since she was in her mother's womb. This one I'm talking about right here. She went off to college, UW, and came back and still serving God. And now she's using her degree at the church. She's not using her degree in her secular job. She's using that degree here now. We would have put her. So look at this. Can you zoom in and can they flash that up there? I don't know. I don't know all that technology. Can they do that?
Is it too far?
Is it too far? Maybe somebody can maybe Jada could just take it and put it right in front of you then. I'm just trying to show you how young we started them.
Right here on this side.
Yeah. There's Jada right there. Where's John? Where's John Jr.? Is he here? Okay, not yet. Yeah,
John Jr.
I know. Can they do it? Maybe.
Now this is
Jada.
This
can
seems
you
so
take it to one of
this
these cameras
so
close,
homey,
sort of,
but
and let
folks,
them?
We need to be thankful to God. We need to be thankful to God that our kids are not statistics. Come on, give God some praise. In the city of Tacoma, Seattle, Everett, and vicinity, we need to thank God. So we're making a big deal about
so
this.
Where
oh, they can
is,
see.
There is Anaya right now. Stand up, Anaya. This is Anaya.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Look how young. There's Anaya. Stand up, Anaya.
She's in college.
I mean, this is a miracle. This is God.
Right.
They still in church, serving the Lord. This is, where's Terrell? I thought Terrell was in this one. Maybe he was too young.
He's on the
yes, he is right here. Terrell, stand up. Look at that. Come on, let's give God some glory.
Come on. This is what it's really all about.
So
you know, the word works.
So we're encouraging you to continue to use your gifts. And that's my next point. Continue to develop and grow in those gifts in the church, in your education, and in your career. So God has given you many gifts, and so we want you to continue to use them.
That's right.
And then another point I want to bring under this heading is use what God has placed in you to make a difference in the lives of people. Mm. And that's one thing that's wonderful about what we do,
mm-hmm.
to show you that picture of how young they were. And we've been a part of their lives like that. It's mm-hmm. a joy mm-hmm. to see them grow up to become adults. And serving God still, so it's a blessing. Okay, I'm going to another area. This one is entitled, Live Out Your Faith. I'm going to give you some bullet points over there. Live out your faith. Be bold and unashamed of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
This world is
yes.
lost. So let me give you the second bullet point. Stand firm in your faith. And be wise
yeah.
in this sin-sick world.
That's right.
So you need to pray. You have to pray every day, especially when you go off to college. You need to pray and know that this is a sin-sick world, but you are there to make a difference, mm-hmm. to be the light. Another point is look for opportunities to share Jesus with other people.
That's right.
Because people need Jesus. And you're sent, wherever God sends you, you're there to be a light. Some of you adults, you well, I got a job. You don't just have a job. You got a mission field. Some of you, when you go home, like this summer, when you take a summer vacation and go to your house, you're back home. You're not just going back there.
You're a missionary.
You're a missionary. And you should be willing to share the word of God when God opens up that opportunity for you. And that's another point. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in how and when to share your faith. So pray, because you will encounter people and you should say, Lord, is this the time? Is this a good opportunity to share my faith? Because their heart will be open for you at the right time. So pray. Another point is, you are the light of the world. Don't forget that. So wherever you go in this dark world, you're the light.
Right.
If we were to turn off all these lights, and if we had just a little light held in my hand, just a little flashlight, do you know it'll be light in that little place? So no matter where God sends us, we're a light. Mm-hmm. We're the light of the world, okay? Another area under this is, be an example of Christ through your words, actions, and daily life. So remember that. Another area under this is, love people, but not the sin. Pray for those who do not know Christ. Show them God's love and be a godly example. So that's a commitment we all need to make, especially those that are graduating, because you're going to be in a new environment, a new place. If you leave Washington State to go off to school, you're going to be in a new place. Some of you, you may go get a job. Well, you're still going to be in a new environment. You're going to be working with people that's older than you. When you go get a job, you may just be 18 years old, but you'll be working with someone that's 50 and 40 and 30. So you need to be very vigilant and be prepared to share Christ when you are able to do that. Another area under this is, maintain a sound mind. Mm-hmm. How do you do this?
Yeah.
Be mindful of things you allow into your heart and mind. So we know there's a lot of stuff on social media, but you have to guard your heart, the Bible says. So I'm encouraging you to guard against physical and worldly influences that could weaken your faith and distract you from God's truth. So if you're watching something, if you're reading something, if you're hearing something that's drawing you away from God, you have to make a choice. I'm gonna get rid of this. This is not helping me to come closer to the Lord. This is helping me to come to get further from the Lord. So that's a decision we have to make, all of us, even adults, but our kids. Are you guys hearing me over there? Mm-hmm. You guys are talking a lot over there. Okay. Well, I'm giving you some really good life
lessons. Well, it's good for everybody.
Lessons, yeah. Okay. So guard your heart against, say, guard your heart.
Turn
to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Guard your heart
against anything that brings confusion, fear, negativity, or ungodly thoughts. So once again, this world wants to suck you in, and it will suck you in. And I've heard too many horror stories on the news of kids going off to college and they get caught up in the wrong groups and things like that. You have to make a decision. I'm there as a light, and I'm going to influence them. They're not going to influence me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you. You be the influencers, okay, for God. And then another thing under that is, choose your friends and associates wisely. Surround yourself with people who will help strengthen your faith and encourage your spiritual maturity. And then the last thing I want to give you, this was a popular slogan, if you want to say that, many years ago. So ask yourself this question. This was the question that was really popular years ago. What would Jesus do? So fill your life with things that are true, honorable, pure, and pleasing to God. I pray that was a blessing
to you.
That's
good. Come on, give God some praise. We can all receive that.
I'm going to expound on these notes and put it in a brochure, put them in a booklet, and we're going to be able to hand out to the seniors in the coming years. Well, hopefully I'll have it ready by next year, and I hope it'll be a blessing, because I know that's a lot, what I just gave out. But these are some things that can really help you if you really read them and take heart, because this world is not for you. It's not for any of us. And we need to make a decision on what we're going to, how we're going to build on this foundation that we have all received, what we're going to do. And so I just pray that that was a blessing to you guys over there.
Can we give God praise once again for that is the word of God being based on those things. Now, I have three things that I want to deliver tonight that that I believe you need to remember, okay? And so I really want you to remember, but it's really for anyone that's here that's ready to hear. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear. But these are three things that I believe that will help you. Let's go to Proverbs 13 and 12, because the number one thing you need to hold on to as life goes and tries to give you a punch or two and you go through situations that sometimes can be discouraging is hope. Mm-hmm. Never, ever lose hope. I don't care if you got your degree and you go on, you get the best job you thought you could ever have and they fire you. Never, ever lose hope. Yeah, I don't care if you buy a house and all of a sudden your income goes down and you lose that house. Never, ever lose hope. I don't care if your best friend passes away in some kind of way immediately and you're wondering, where is God? Never, ever lose hope. Hope must be held on to by you. If you lose hope, we will probably lose you. So we want you to never, ever lose hope. It says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And we've got a lot of sick-hearted people in a society, especially young people. They're calling it mental illnesses. But it really is a lack of hope, because for a lot of these young people, they have no vision for their future. They see a war going on in Iran today and more bombs being dropped and people are dying every day with all those bombs. It's not just hitting buildings, it's hitting people too. They see that, they hear about nuclear war and possibility and all these different things. But I'm telling you tonight, listen to what I'm saying, okay? It'll be over. Never, ever lose hope. Don't ever lose hope. Yeah. Second thing, never be distracted or delayed by those that despise you. Because there will be people that will despise you as God blesses you. You have to remember, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So when you don't listen to them, you listen to God and you're blessed. That word blessed means to be envied. Yeah. You cannot be blessed without being envied.
And we have to learn how to deal with that.
Right. Every one of us, we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. We're blessed when we do that, nor stands in the way of the sinner. You don't want to be the person that's causing people to not be able to receive Jesus. If nothing more, get out of the way. Nor stands in the way of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You don't want to be, as Yonggi Cho of the church there of 1 million people in Korea, South Korea, said, you don't want to be a severe criticizer. It's not important for you to be a scornful one that's criticizing people. And so it's easy to do. A lot of people do it, but it's not what we should do. So do not allow people's envy to delay you, even though they despise you. Because you will be successful. You already are. We're looking at a businessman and a singer that can be able to sing just as good as any person I know of in gospel music. And that can be cause some envy. Never be distracted or delayed by those that envy what you are and who you are and despise you. Third thing, this last one. And let's go to another scripture. This one's in Proverbs 19:21. Says there are many devices in a man's heart, young people, especially coming out of school, you got a lot of ideas of what you want to do. There's a lot of good ideas, and then there's some God ideas. What you want are not just good ideas. You want God ideas. In other words, ideas or insertions, revelations that come from God, which means you got to spend time in prayer and meditation hearing from God, not just prayer petition where you telling God what you want, but you have to sit down one day and find out what he wants. Because it says here, there are many devices in a man's heart. A lot of different ways for you to go in this life right now. Not everybody is going your way, but you can't be distracted by that, remember? Some will try to distract you because they envy you. Many are the devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord we hear from God, that shall stand. Meaning that the other things that we come up with are not going to stand. It's not how you start, it's how you end. And so you want to start with the end from the beginning. That's how God is. He starts the end from the beginning. He speaks the end from the beginning. So don't even let words of negativity come out of your mouth about your future. Keep your vision in front of you. Go over your goals on a daily basis. Speak them. Talk to yourself in the mirror in the morning and tell yourself where you're going. And you will end up there based on the word of God. You need to know that God is giving you the direction. He is your counsel in your heart.
You'll have a lot of people supporting you and cheering you on. But I'm telling you now, you have to become your best cheerleader. So when no one else is cheering you, you're still cheering yourself.
That's right.
In the name of the Lord, you're still saying, Lord, we can do it. There's many times when Pastor was stricken with that attack, and I used to come to church, and I used to say, God, is you and I.
Right there in the lounge.
It's us together. And so sometimes you have to, like David said, he said, I have
to encourage yourself.
Encourage myself. There's a scripture that said he had to encourage himself. So sometimes you may not hear that encouragement from your parents or from your other brothers and sisters in the Lord. So there's times where co-workers, so there's times you have to encourage yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay?
Yeah. First Lady just said that you are the light of the world. And I thought about it as soon as I heard it. I thought about flying at night, flying airplanes at night, especially if you're not flying by instrument, because now you're looking out the window. And if you're going to a destination and it's real dark because you're not close to a city, on the inside of you, you really are just waiting to start seeing some kind of lights of the city. And you just keep staying on that course. You know you're going the right way. You got the right direction. You've asked for help from air traffic control, but you just keep looking ahead to be able to see, do I see any lights? And after a while, you see a couple of lights. Then you see more lights. Then you see more lights. I'm telling you, there's nothing like that feeling of being able to be up there 5, 10,000, maybe 20,000, 15,000 feet rather. And you're flying, and you all of a sudden you start seeing that light as you're flying by visual flight rules. God wants you to be that light that people look for. He wants you to be the one that as they're flying by night, they look and they see you and they say, yeah, I can make it too. Because of God in your life, and you're making it. And that's what God wants for you.
And you have the answers. And you have the answer.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
Now,
amen.
We're going to hear from them. They're going to present a few words to us also tonight.
Can we thank the Lord for the things that we received? Some of you adults, I saw you taking some notes, and that's okay. Some of us missed some of these things when we were younger. And so it's not too late. As long as you have breath in your body, you're alive, you can still achieve things and do things that you never dreamed of, or because God goes, you know, the Bible says God goes beyond what we can ask or think. And there's some things you've never dreamed about, but God is going to go beyond what you're asking to the things that are unimaginable that you never thought you can get involved with that God is going to show you and reveal.
Yes.
So praise the Lord. Yeah, go on, say that scripture.
Yeah, that, Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has come into the heart of men the things that God has for you.
Yes. Praise God.
Get ready for it. Come on, give God praise.